With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They spoke of improving bilateral relations diplomatically and economically, and they talked about ending the war in Ukraine. U.S. and Russian negotiators met today in Saudi Arabia. The American team, led by Secretary of State Rubio, who says that ending the hostilities will require concessions from all sides and that Europe will be part of the discussions. Today, the EU was not at the table, nor was Ukraine.
Marco Rubio's officials described the talks as a first step to see if Russia was serious, but not the start of negotiations to end the war. Landing in Riyadh last night, Sergei Lavrov and his delegation saw it very differently, saying the meeting was about the normalization of Russia's relations with the U.S. It follows the U.S. call in Munich for concessions by Ukraine, developments that have stunned Europe, leaving it scrambling to shore up its collective security and unleashed apprehension across Ukraine.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. It was a dramatic scene on the ground at Toronto's Pearson Airport, a Delta Airlines plane belly up after landing and then flipping over. No fatalities. Of the 80 people on board, 18 were injured.
Video shows the plane upside down on a snowy tarmac as emergency workers hose it down. It's too early to say what caused the plane to flip, but weather may have been a factor.
Reporter Mike Hempen says it was snowing and it was also windy at the time the plane arrived from Minneapolis yesterday afternoon. Also at SRNnews.com, bitter cold has taken over in the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and the northern plains. Comes on the heels of weekend storms that pummeled the eastern U.S. with floods, killing at least 14 people, and Kentucky was especially hard hit. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 75 points, the Nasdaq trading 61 points higher. This is SRN News. What do non-Christians believe about God?
That's the question the Barna Group has been asking, and the answers might surprise you. The latest Barna poll finds that nearly 30% of all non-believers do think that God is the, quote, all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect creator of the universe who still rules today. 21% of non-Christians say there's no God at all. Some 12% of poll respondents think there are many deities with different powers. And 11% of non-believers think every person is God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortions are set to resume in Missouri after a judge blocked regulations that had restricted providers even after voters approved enshrining abortion in the state's constitution. The decision comes after a Kansas City judge ruled last year that abortions are now legal in Missouri but kept certain regulations on the books while a lawsuit by abortion advocates played out in the state. This is SRN News. President Trump's suggestion for the future of Gaza continues to reverberate across the Middle East. We have an update from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
President Donald Trump's blockbuster announcement of his plan to reconstruct the devastated Gaza Strip continues to be the linchpin of fierce debates over the enclave's future. The plan calls for residents to be relocated from Gaza to Jordan and Egypt, while according to the president, beautiful housing will rise from the war-torn ashes. But the plan has a long way to go. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called it a bold break from tired ideas of the past, but leaders of Egypt and Jordan have rejected the idea outright. The Palestinians say they are not going anywhere, and international voices warn that moving the population as planned constitutes war crimes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.